It's nice to have you here, Mr. Ion, Mrs. Ion, the whole family.
Nice to be had.
Oh, well, look, there's people here, but they're too dumbfounded to say anything. Half of them, I guess, are asleep.
And the other half had half of mine not to come.
Hey, Ion, did you have anything to do with The Age of Adeline, that movie that's going to be coming out?
It's coming. You'll see. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good. Did you have anything to do with that?
It's the kindergarten version, though.
I've heard part of the adult version, I believe, in the archives.
What's the name of the movie, Andrew?
The Age of Adeline.
Who's Adeline?
She's a woman who is an immortal.
Ah, well, you know, that's the name of Ted Carpenter's wife, Adeline. Adeline Demoniel. Ted Carpenter, McLuhan's associate. Hey, Ion, Gerd Stern. He's on the drops. He's 85 years old, and they found the Neil Cassady letter that inspired Jack Kerouac on the road. Wondering if anybody in the future planted that back in someone's garage where they found this letter been missing 60 years?
Yes, and there's a little bit more. There's a little bit through. The archives will hold. The archives will hold. And if not, we will re-perfect them. It's like your history. We're writing it as we go. It's the land that our grandchildren knew.
Did you say you're re-perfecting the archives?
Yes, re-perfecting the archives. Imagine that.
There's more to be found about the Beatnik letter?
Most assuredly.
What people in the future would be invested to have such a thing be found? Would it be dead beatniks like Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs and Gregory Corso and company? Is it those guys that play us back there for?
More like Walter Winchell.
Oh, okay. It wasn't you, right?
Never. Sell your Gazprom. Run. Sell your Gazprom.
The Russians. You mean the Russian company did it?
Yes.
Well, why have they got invested in it?
The loss of their position.
What? The Beatnik letter of Neil Cassady, known as Dean Moriarty on the road, will affect them during the witching hour?
Chances are.
And, of course, nothing will happen during the witching hour unless something invisible happens, and only you will point it out. But we have not had anything happen in a witching hour that you've warned about over the last 4 years.
Oh?
Yes, oh. You have not pointed out anything.
And it's better that way.
It means nothing. There's no concern.
Our favorite kind of mail, no attention required.
Well, they're all waiting and talking it up, and there'll be nothing on the radar, and you'll stand reproving the game.
And yet, a barrel of oil sure is a lot cheaper today than it was back then, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's the big effect of the witching hour. It'll go down and it'll go back up. There's nothing new there. Nothing exciting there.
Yeah, but I see
excellent.
A dick cut back.
Excellent.
What'd you say, Andrew?
I said that in the markets, you look over the year, you see that telltale dead cat bounce sign in the way the market.
And the dead count and the dead cat is $1 trillion going down, and the dead cat is $1 trillion going up. If you know which way the cat bounces, you win.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a long road, but the telltale signs there. So somebody's made quite a bit of money off that already, Ion.
Well, what went down? Did anything go down, Andrew? $1 trillion?
Over the year, if you look at the Dow Jones and you, a lot of these on the internet and whatnot, you can easily find where you.
No. It's almost daily, up and down. Every time it moves 1,000 points, but that's not the point. You look at the OPEC position.
What, they're going down because they're. What's really moving that market then, the oil market? You said it was.
What, Carol? What are you laughing at?
The Russians?
What's really moving the market?
OPEC.
Don't tell him it's Rejoice's Platinum. Don't tell him.
Anthony Robbins has just come out with a new book called Money, where he claims that to give insight into what's really going on out there in the field. And Is he accurate in his
statement? He's not. He just makes it up as he goes. It's just puffery, just aphorisms of how he's got the only way out, and you're screwed unless you go his way, and his market's the bigger market, and blah, 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 and the Tyne Texans ends up owning the world, and the Rockefellers can't make Opus One, and Elvis is dead, and y'all not feeling very good either, and then there you go.
Did that parcel island get sold?
Not yet. It's in play, though. It's in a title office.
Ion, what was Elvis doing in my parallel world experience? I'm not
singing
even a fan,
ear.
And he was singing to me, but we didn't sing
in your ear. In your ear,
you
yes.
This is Kim.
Yes.
How you doing, Kim?
I just wanted to say it's been a really good year. Thanks for teaching us so much this year.
We're so sorry. We never meant that. We never meant to teach you anything. The last thing we would ever want to do is edumacate you. Edumacation is what got you down this rabbit hole in the road to perdition in the first place. Darling, we're trying to get you back to the road to Wellville. Wellville, the road to Wellville. Come back into your place of power. That's what this is all about. If there's anything educating going on, forget it. Spit it out of your mouth. It'll sour in your belly. Let it go. Wonderful.
I actually meant that another way. Well, I heard a lot this year and was able to see a lot this year that I never thought I would be able to. For that, I thank you all.
Bachman Turner Overdrive says you ain't seen nothing yet. Just hang on, honey. We'll treat you in many ways. You're bound to like some of them.
You kind of have a sense of humor sometimes. It's
so funny.
We've
got to laugh. It beats the hell out of crying, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it does. But sometimes something will come on and it'll just send me in fits of just laughing at the most inappropriate places and times, because I'll have earplugs on and I'll be in a store and it'll be like people look at you like, what's wrong with you? And it's like, oh my gosh, if you could only hear what they're saying. It's so funny.
There's a hymn about that. Do you hear what I hear?
So yeah, that's a good hymn. Anyway, I just wanted to put my voice on this, you know, for the end of the year, because I probably...
Now what will happen is in the future, which is now, from the past, which is then, you'll hear yourself on the thing going, how glib and ironic of me to put myself on the record of hearing myself on the record then, so then you can laugh at yourself then from now, because then was now, that you thought then would be a good idea to go back to now to put it on the record so that you're part of the whole flow. The whole flow turns into the thing as the world is changing as it changes. Before the book eats you up, you must eat the book.
I actually think I do have an understanding of that.
We listen to that ridiculous long enough and everything starts to sound normal. See, that's what Marshall did. He was so fucked up that he made everyone else seem sane.
Yeah, well, you know, you listen to him with a new set of ears. From when I first started listening to him when Bob first started playing him or listening to Archives, and hearing him today, what he was saying was like inserted into time to tell us things that we didn't even know.
That's interesting, because we're still waiting on him to say something. He's been babbling for years, and we've never heard him make a complete sentence of anything yet so far. We hope he will one day. We're waiting. We listen. We hope one day he may, but nothing yet so far. Media college.
No, he looked at things differently, though.
He didn't see anything. Yeah. That was what he saw, was nothing. He saw completely nothing and told you that implicitly.
Oh, okay, I have to look at this a different way. Okay. You know what? That's what I love about here. You think you're going in one direction, you turn around and look at the other way, and you come around and go in another direction. And
when Alice goes through the looking glass window, the point of origin is now nebulous. When Alice goes through the window, through the looking glass, through the mirror, the point, the originating point, is nebulous. That's what we're trying to say. Is you think you're trying to ascend from a place, and we say from the other side of the mirror, you're already there.
Okay. You know, wanted to hear something very interesting? My son's best friend is a cameraman, and he works in Hollywood, and he does films. And he had worked on Tim Burton's film, Alice Wonderland. Last weekend, we were with him, and he had just gotten back from Europe. He had just filmed the sequel, Through the Looking Glass, for Tim Burton, which is supposed to be out. And I thought, isn't that ironic? that, you know, over time I saw him, and then I connect back with him, and he's filming the sequel to the Going Down the Rabbit Hole, or the Through the Looking Glass. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yes, Elliot never got over it. And Wyndham Lewis was just lost. It's profound, and yet not. Mad as a hatter. Mm. Kind of jig-jag the Jabberwocky. Let her go, baby.
All right. Let her go.
Bring
well, thank you.
Feet.
Thank you.
Because the swine is divine.
I'm looking forward to everything that's there.
Stop when you find a city.
Okay.
Bob, you ought to play Looking for a City. You haven't played that in so long. It's so wearisome. You should.
Ion, you're not going to believe it. I got the Venetian art glass you told me I was going to receive on May 10th.
Yes, of course you did. Of course you did. You're welcome.
That's just incredible. Was that just validation? Or is there more to the story here?
Infiltration.
Infiltration.
Yes.
Tell me more.
No.
I thought it is just validating what you said was going to happen, but instead of validating, you're infiltrating my environment. I'm infiltrating my own environment.
Potentially. Yes, that's right.
Is that an example of me creating my reality because it was suggested to me on May 10th? I made it happen? Or was it there all along because there's no time?
Maybe.
Maybe both, maybe one, maybe the other.
Yes.
Well, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And it looks like they have the Murano gold flecked inside the little beaded glass. And they really feel good.
How very yummy. How very yummy.
Yes, thank you very much.